The next coach in the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 1-0 in conference and 4-0 overall. Ohio State is at home on Saturday to take on Indiana at 3:30 Eastern Time on ESPN. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
Straight to questions.
Thanks, Coach. Let's take questions from the media now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, what have you found as a head coach at a major program like Ohio State to be the keys to keeping 17 to 22-year-old kids focused and not taking any team lightly?
Oh, I think great question. I'm not that we have any answers. I think the best thing is when it's real. And, for example, Indiana's real. If that's what this question is about, the players are so much, you know, because they're engaged, especially, you know, really good players come in and watch videotape, and I've had them, you know, first of all, we respect every opponent, but it's sometimes when the film's not very good, that's where you have to create scenarios or maybe not even show much film. But when the team's really good, like Indiana, and they just beat Michigan State, there's no issue. It is a problem when the team's not very good, but that's not the case this week at all.
Urban, your running back situation, question marks coming in after losing Zeke, and he's off to a great start in the NFL, but you have Mike Weber putting up the numbers he has put up, Curtis Samuel, and then how do you keep or try and get McCall on the field?
Well, he's still a work in progress. You know, he's not big and strong enough yet to carry the load consistently. We're very pleased with what he's doing, and I think he's got a really good future, but he's not on the same level of those other two yet. But he's working hard, and a lot of it's just have to do with physical maturity too. He's you have to be a big, strong guy to play in this conference, and he's not quite there yet. Once again, very pleased with where he's at, but still a ways to go.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon. I was just wondering with JT. I know he talked a lot in the off season about last year thinking too much. So this year, I mean, I was just wondering what's made his decision-making so good on the field, especially through these first 4 games?
Oh, he's getting, he's getting, 95% of the reps where a year ago, we've had that issue before where you have to split a lot of reps and you kind of take things for granted, especially with a guy like an Alex Smith or a JT Barrett that are really, really football smart. But regardless, you have to get those game reps, and he's getting them all, or the majority of them. So, it's his show. He's the one that when the first team offense breaks the huddle, he's in there and he goes, like I said, 90 to 95% of the reps during practice.
And with him creeping up on that total touchdown school record, is that something, I mean, I know he'll always play the numbers, but I mean, when you look at that, is it kind of amazing to see how many touchdowns he's produced so quickly?
It got me about 3 weeks ago. I had no idea he was that close to the touchdown mark, and then for passing touchdowns, and then once again, when I saw the caption or someone said he's only 3 or 4 away from the total, this is really only his second year of maybe 2.5 years of full-time starting. I mean, he'd be the first to tell you he's been very fortunate to be around very good players, a very good offensive line that protects him and guys that make plays. But when you start thinking about the history of this great university and he could be number one, that's incredible.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Urban. How different is Gerrion Conley this year than in past years?
Much more confident. Coach Mick will tell you he's taking care of himself better than he ever has as far as his body weight and the wear and tear that takes place during the course of a season.
And, he was named a captain. He's a pretty quiet guy from what I understand. How much of a leader has he become?
Gerrion's a big-time leader for us. He's him and Raekwon are the leaders of the defense and with Tyquan, but he's a very vocal leader and basically runs the entire back end as far as attitude and practice habits, those type of things. But very good leader. Exceptional.
Thanks, Urban.
Yep.
Your next question is from Ben Axelrod, Line of 10.
Hey, Urban, you spoke last week about not being a fan of an early signing period. And I was just wondering, is Robert Landers an example of a player you might miss out on if an early signing period were to be enacted?
Sure. There's many more, too. I don't do it so much for us, but it's for the coaches. It's for the player, you know, like a Robert Landers. Robert Landers has the right to go to school wherever he wants to go to school, period. And that keeps, for some reason, that's getting lost in the shuffle. We all are here for one reason. That's for the development of the student-athlete and their collegiate experience. That's it. Take away them, and we're all out of work. So I don't – yeah, I'm. That's a perfect example. And if everybody just keeps in mind that the student-athlete has a right to go to school wherever they want, and take their time to do it and study it and make sure they know who's coaching them. Those are all, you know, very good examples of why keep it in February.
Specifically with Robert, what do you recall about his recruitment?
Oh, I think Luke Fickell went there, and either I think they watched him practice during the season, or I can't remember, but I got the phone call because I saw him in person. It might have been at a game in the fall, and just his intensity, his quick twitch, and as he goes, and everybody sees it now, he just goes so hard. So it was an eyewitness. It wasn't on videotape because we wanted to see him in person to make sure. Because it's hard on videotape to put two and two together, and so we wanted to see him in person.
Thanks.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hey, Urban. JT obviously is getting deserved sort of recognition in the Heisman Trophy race, but you also have a player in Curtis Samuel who's top five in the country right now in offensive yards from scrimmage, and I know you have the expectation that your quarterback would always be a Heisman candidate, but I'm wondering if you put those same expectations on the H-back position when you know that you have a really good one like Curtis.
Well, I do. I mean, that's so early. You know, I remember when we, in 2008, we had Tim Tebow and Percy Harvin. And I think Tim won it in 2007, and finished second in 2008. But Percy, you know, was right there as well and should have been. I can't remember where he finished or if he even got votes and all that. But I remember that conversation came up as well. And I think it's a little harder from those positions to get at the H-back. But he certainly is having that kind of year that he should be in the conversation.
Thanks.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.